Guillermo Salazar joining us today. And Guillermo, the news coming out alongside Alex Winterton that you're going to go play some college golf at the Indiana University of Pennsylvania as well. But, you know, we've met you along the way, but, you know, you're kind of from Calgary, but spent a lot of time in Waskasee. I guess, what's your start in golf, Guillermo? Tell us kind of how you got into the game here.
Well, my origin story kind of started in hockey, really. I was a hockey player growing up, and in the summer times, golf was really something to take my mind off hockey. It was something I got really good at, kind of just based off my athleticism. And then really about 2 years back is when I decided I could take things seriously in golf. So I got a coach last year, last September is when I first got my first golf coach. And I took things to the next level and started to win some tournaments that summer. And that's when things really took off.
So you live in Calgary, and then is there a cottage in Waskasee? What's your connection to our province?
Yeah, well, yeah, I have a place in Waskasee. And when I really started getting linked with Gulf Saskatchewan is when COVID hit, because I couldn't actually, once we got into Saskatchewan, we couldn't leave it. So that's when I started playing most of my tournaments in Saskatchewan, and I started meeting all the boys there, and I really kind of settled into Gulf Sask.
Well, that's a great story right there. I mean, talk about a silver lining golf has obviously, you know, really battled through it and helped a lot of people. That's great. Yeah, there was a fourth in the Lobstick too in 2018. Was that kind of, I mean, yeah, the familiar course, but that's a top tournament, and you were young at that time to finish that high.
Yeah, it was, that was fun. And then sadly, I had to miss, like, some other tournaments due to hockey, but then once I made that transition, it was just kind of, I was gunning for everything, so that's when I really started to see results.
Yeah, there was a fifth in 2020 at our provincials, and then, you know, a few top tens as well out of the five, and then, you know, we didn't get to see it this year for whatever reason. But the process of, you know, obviously meeting Alex along the way and kind of joining him at university, tell us about that a little bit.
Well, I grew up in Waskasee playing golf with Alex, as you probably know.
Yeah.
And it kind of just happened. We were discussing throughout the recruiting process the whole time, and he had mentioned to me who he was talking to. I had mentioned to him who I was talking to, and you know, every time he had told me something, I thought might as well give it a shot. So I'd shift an email off to whomever he was talking to, and he had done the same for me, and you know, just in hopes that something could happen. And lucky enough, IUP. It checked all the boxes for my family, and it checked all the boxes for Alex's family. And that's how we kind of settled up there.
So how excited are you now to go on this adventure? You know, whether it's with him or whether it be solo, right? Like, you should be in for some fantastic experiences.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm most excited about. Just to maybe grow some qualities within myself. Some individualism and some, yeah. Just stuff like that, right? It's the qualities you grow being out away a couple thousand kilometers away from your family, which I'm really excited about, learning different lifestyles across the continent. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I guess the same thing I asked Alex and Will, you know, you got to get your education while you're there. So what's kind of the plan in the classroom?
My plan is to major in accounting or finance. Haven't quite decided yet, but IUP offers amazing opportunities for finance and accounting problems or finance and accounting majors. They tour New York, Pittsburgh, DC, Philadelphia. So it's like if I'm able to grow a network over there with a degree at IUP, I feel like the opportunities are a lot bigger than I imagined. So that's what I'm really excited for.
Well, absolutely. That's great. And lastly, just some thanks, right? A lot of people probably helped you get here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, my family. Can't thank them enough. They understood the transition I made from hockey, and they were always financially supportive of everything, so I can't thank them enough. And my extended family, they were always behind me the whole time. They were always cheering me at golf tournaments. I had my grandma walk a tournament with me, and she's not even great, like, with walking all that far. So that's, I mean, she's a trooper, and it's awesome. It's just awesome to see my golf coaches with me all the way. I just can't thank anyone enough, really.
Is there another year left at juniors for you? I mean, you still got the summer before you head down south. So what's the plan? What's the goals for this summer?
My plan this summer is to play in more men's tournaments. I'll play in provincials, but I'm probably going to try and steer towards more men's tournaments, if anything. You know, I want to play in the big boy tournaments now. I think it's time to step it up now that I'm playing college golf. Not that junior golf is, like, you know, all that bad. It's just I want to take my golf to the next level, and that's changing my competition level.
That's a great way to look at it. Sounds like you got a bright future. You know, we've got a pleasure to meet you over the past couple of years, Guillermo. Good for you on what you're doing, and best of luck down there, and we'll obviously see you somewhere along the line this summer.
Thank you so much, Clark. It was good talking to you.